This is episode 2076. Welcome to the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and I welcome you to a brand new series we're launching into this week. This is a series all about how to give yourself a stress breakthrough. It's been a little rough these past few months. How are you doing? I was thinking about all the times I've heard people tell me that they're having certain stress breakthroughs where they're experiencing incredible amounts of stress these days, but they find that when they do little things, it helps them to break through the stress. So I thought I would share with you ways to create a stress management system for yourself for some common stressors you may be experiencing during this pandemic, and also the uncertainty politically, socially, and economically, and in many areas of our lives. So this will be a series about little ways you can create big breakthroughs in regard to how you manage stress in your life using different meditation techniques, a new meditation technique in each episode this week. I want to share with you a quote from The Hobbit. I have been reading The Hobbit and Lord of the Rings since the pandemic started, and so I'll share with you this quote. This is by Gandalf. He says, "Some believe it is only great power that can hold evil in check, but that is not what I have found. I have found that it is the small everyday deeds of ordinary folk that keep the darkness at bay, small acts of kindness and love." This is from Gandalf the Grey Wizard. It's been interesting reading this book during these times of uncertainty, because that's what is happening as I currently read Lord of the Rings. So this is a story that is by J.R. Tolkien that is a timeless classic. It talks about the crashing of worlds and how seemingly insignificant people such as a hobbit can carry the great treasures of the day. So everything you do, how you live your day, how you wake up in the morning, to how you go about the rest of your day, to how you end your day, makes a difference. You matter now more than ever. So I honor you for being here, for taking part in a series on a meditation podcast. And I hope you enjoy the different techniques you'll be introduced to this week as you take them into your own meditation. Some of you I know enjoy being guided. I also do a daily half-hour guided meditation. I know that's not for everybody, but it allows you to go more deeply into meditation. And I offer those on an app called the Sip and Om Meditation app. You get a journal with each week's series, and you also get a guide with all the techniques. And I invite you to try it for 2 weeks free access. So here you are now, getting ready to settle yourself down to meditate. And I want you to just think for a moment about your day, what's been happening with you. And I'd like you to evaluate how you feel in regard to stress at this moment. How would you rate your stress level today? from 1 to 10, 10 being the greatest, 1 being mild or not at all. And just notice. And what I encourage you to do as a challenge for this week's series is to give yourself a stress test. Maybe in the mid part of your day, think about how you're feeling in regard to stress, what your stress level is, and rate it. You could even write it down in a journal, keeping a stress test journal. And then as you rate your stress, this is when I encourage you to do the day's meditation technique. I'll be presenting different stresses that you may be challenged with during these times. And I will provide a meditation technique to help give you a little stress breakthrough. And you can rate how well it works for you during your daily stress test. This is a challenge I encourage you to do daily. So, notice your stress level. Rate it from 1 to 10. And notice what may have caused the stress, what contributed to it, or what may have triggered this stress. Is it something new, or is it something that's been ongoing? Notice if you feel this stress anywhere in your body. Where do you carry this stress? And just begin to notice what it would feel like to view this crisis as an opportunity to grow and expand your life in some way. How could this stress contribute to expanding your awareness? Most people who have endured extenuating circumstances will tell you in hindsight that their challenge became one of their best learning experiences. Look for the lesson in your experience now. Look for the global lesson in this pandemic. What are we learning? How are we growing and evolving? And know that your role in all of this has a lot to do with you at this very moment, honoring yourself as you create more peace, energy, and clarity that you'll pass on as you go about your days. Continue to observe how your challenge is allowing you to grow in ways you never thought possible. And feel gratitude for living during this time, for being a part of something with so much great meaning. You are so worth slowing down for.